Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want us to talk about South Africa's winter crop production conditions. Now, when I talk about winter crops in South Africa, I'm specifically referring to wheat, barley, canola, and oats. Now, in this group of crops, you could almost view South Africa as a net importer of them. And the key product that we are importing in these crops is wheat. We import about half of what we consume when it comes to wheat a year. That is something around about 1.6 million tons of wheat that comes into South Africa each year to really support or supplement our domestic supplies for each year. But when it comes, of course, when one considers the overall agricultural structure, we are a net exporter when it comes to agriculture. In fact, we export about half of what we produce in value terms. In 2022, that was nearly $13 billion of agricultural products. But when it comes to these specific crops, the winter crops, we do bring in a lot of wheat in South Africa. Now, I've seen on Twitter and also when I post things about wheat, people asking questions of why does South Africa not produce much wheat and fulfill its needs. And there, folks, we have environmental constraints. Wheat is a winter crop in South Africa grown under specific climatic conditions, which is why you find that about two-thirds of South Africa's winter crop, barley, wheat, canola, oats, is in the Western Cape, which is the winter rainfall areas. We do have, though, some of the wheat that is in Northern Cape, provinces like Free State, some in the Eastern Cape, Limpopo, KZN, Northwest. But in those provinces outside the Western Cape, you find that this is wheat production is mainly under irrigation and the volumes are not as large as what you find in the Western Cape. If you think about just the domestic production of wheat, I made the point we import half of what we consume. But if you look for a moment on a domestic side, the Western Cape, we produce just over 50%. In this year, about 53% of the harvest is just the Western Cape, while other provinces under irrigation is a small size. And the issue is the environmental conditions. We don't have the climatic conditions that permits for a large-scale wheat production outside the Western Cape, which is why we importing. Now, people who remember the South African history crystal clear, they will make the point that in the past, we used to be self-sufficient on wheat. What has changed? And what has changed is that in the Free State, there was a large hectares areas of planting that was there for wheat, but it wasn't as profitable. It was largely subsidized, which is why in the past you saw wheat in the Free State. And of course, as then the subsidies fell off, farmers switched and went to more profitable crops. But also the climate change has been part and parcel of the story in there, and which is why you saw the Free State, Eastern Free State wheat plantings declining over time and now leaving us with the Western Cape that remains the major production area. And of course, then the consumption in general in South Africa has also increased on wheat in line with the population increase that we've seen over time, amongst other aspects. To change this will require, some deep research on seed breeding. This is something that I know scientists globally are working on so that we can get higher yielding seeds on the wheat space. I thought I should bring that context in there. But now let me talk about the current season, which is the 2023-24 production season. Because last week we received important data from the Crop Estimate Committee, where they were looking at South Africa's winter crops to say, where are we? And I think this is important because we're coming from a few weeks in September where the Western Cape experienced excessive rainfall or floods that were quite damaging in a number of areas. If you think about the infrastructure in the Southern Cape, it was damaged in a number of areas. But the crops was not, particularly the winter crops, was not as hard hit. We still saw that there was not a lot of adjustments on the size of the crop. It remained fairly robust, but many people were complaining about the quality. I'll come to the quality story, but perhaps let's start there on the crops to say, what did the crop estimate committee said? They released their fourth production estimate, and they revised down wheat production by 0.7% from what they had in October. They placed the crop at about 2.2 million tons of wheat that they say we are expecting. Now, you take this crop and you compare it to last year, it is up 2% from last season, down just by 0.7% from the October forecast. And part and parcel of this is, of course, attributed to those floods of September that have weighed on the yields in some other areas. But broadly, what's behind this downward revision is, of course, those Western Cape side. But if you think about broadly to say, where is the large part of the production of the wheat coming from? It's, as I've said, the Western Cape, Northern Cape, Free State and Limpopo are the key provinces that are supporting this 2.2 million tons of wheat that is expected. Admittedly, though, the Northern Cape and Free State has lower yields this year, or lower harvest is expected this year compared to last year, but it still remains and decent. And of course, there are big crops that are expected in the Eastern Cape, Northwest, KwaZulu-Natal. By big, I mean it's larger than the last season, but these are small producing provinces. Now, if you take that crop of 2.2 million tons that is expected, that is well above the 10-year average production of wheat in South Africa, which is 1.8 million tons. So if you consider then and say, okay, what does then the 2.2 million tons of wheat mean? I would say if there are no significant revisions or changes on this crop going forward, we are likely to see South Africa this year importing about 1.6 million tons of wheat to meet the domestic needs. This will be down from 1.7 million tons of wheat that was imported in the 2022-23 production season. We are now in a 2023-24 production season, and this production season ends in September 2024. I think that you will see imports declining marginally as the domestic production improve. That's what those numbers mean. And of course, that is always positive for the agricultural trade balance if those imports are expected to decline that way. If you put wheat aside for a moment and you say, what's going on with the other crops, such as canola, for example, unchanged from what we had in October, but the canola crop is expected to be at a record 237,000 tons. This is up 13% year on year, and I think the improvement in area planting as well as an improvement in yields is what's behind what this crop that we're expecting. But if you consider barley and oats, the Crop Estimate Committee actually lowered the production. Barley down 5% from October. If you think about oats, down 13% from October. We now have a barley crop that is estimated at about 360,000 tons, while we have a canola crop of about 36,000 tons that is expected. What I hear from a number of folks that we speak to and some of our members at AgBiz is that there are quality issues, specifically on barley, because of those excessive rains that we saw. The barley crop is not in good shape in as far as quality, but of course that's something that the farmers are still looking at as they continue to review their fields and some areas nearing or starting to harvest. So that's something that we're watching. On a canola, we're also watching about what the quality of that crop will look like. That's something we're watching. On a wheat, I do think that the quality also will be downgraded somewhat. But I don't think that it will be as bad to an extent where we see a large part of this being taken to feed. So I'm holding some bit of optimism in there. But I would say that we will. This is something that is worth monitoring as a downward risk going forward. But we will have more information again, because on the 19th of December, the Crop Estimate Committee will release its fifth wheat winter crop production estimates, and that will give us a flavor as to whether there are changes in these data that I've just read out or not. If there are no changes on this data, then this does mean that we will likely see the harvest in these stages, and the only thing that we'll be watching for the next few months, it will be more on the quality side. That will be all for this week, folks. I thought it was important that I reflect a little bit about where the winter crop conditions are. Next week, I will possibly chat about trade because we've just received really positive data about how South Africa's agricultural exports were like in the third quarter of this year. And in fact, if you think about the first 9 months of this year, South Africa's agricultural exports are actually up from the first 9 months of last year. But I'll dive into details of that, of saying what is driving that and how should we be thinking about that for the whole year, especially in a current environment where at the ports in South Africa, it's a chaos. Many people are complaining about the inefficiencies that are there. And anyone who read the news about South Africa will know the difficulties that companies are facing at the ports. But that's something for next week. And the week thereafter, I will probably return to talk about the summer crop production conditions, because we've had another week of very high temperatures in South Africa. And to some regions, farmers have even had to pause planting. And that's something that perhaps is worth digesting about what it means for the season. But those are all things I will be discussing in the following 2 weeks. But for now, folks, let me stop there. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read a bit about some of the things that I read in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. And read some of the reports from the organization that I work for. The website is the www.agbiz.co.za. That's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, AgBiz. Thank you for listening. Yeah.